Hello and welcome to The Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today we are in the epilogue for Serviceman, which is the third play in this sequence. My father, Stanley Silverfield, wrote letters to his family throughout his war years, from January of 1943 to October of 1945. The title of those letters, Dearest Ones, became his very full chronology of a man at war. The trilogy of plays about his war include The Silver King, Marauder Men, and Serviceman. Now, each play is fiction, but based on true events. The titles derive first from Stanley's war moniker. He was the Silver King because he gambled and won quite a bit of money from his fellow aviators. Marauder Men is the title of the second play and described the aviators who flew the B-26. And Serviceman is based on the Temple Emmanuel Congregation newsletter from Birmingham, Alabama. Now, the chronology, the primary characters, places, and names are real in each of these plays. But often the scenes and particular characters add to the joy of using my imagination to bring the Silver King to life. The scenes, as an imaginative approach to tell his story, in this case, through Serviceman, follow him as his war ends and his return home begins. Serviceman begins on VE Day with an imagined scene of our hero, the Silver King, and his best war buddy, J.J. Sherry, driving to Brussels in a Jeep on a 72-hour pass. Act 1 of Serviceman follows the Silver King from Brussels home to Birmingham, Alabama, and an imagined reunion with his parents as he steps from the train after his service separation process at Fort McPherson, Georgia. I began to build the Silver King's War in 2012 after a visit with my mother, Shirley, in October of 2011 at her home in Rockford, Illinois. We were talking about family and history and stories, and she asked me if I was ready for the King's Archive. And of course, I was. So we packed it and shipped it to Portland, Oregon, where I live with my wife, Kelly. I've spent a decade writing, researching, traveling, interviewing experts and veterans about the European Air War. I've read about the war's industrial giants with a focus on the development and history of the B-26 and, of course, following the arc of the lives of America's aviators in the Air Corps. The Glenn Martin Museum in Middle River, Maryland has been a wonderful trove of material and historians. And as I started my work, I thought, it's possible I may have enough material here to write a book about the Silver King. And as I began to build those stories, it was clear that the way to make all of this real for me was through the theater, which I love. The sequence and characters gave me a way into my imagination and my father's view of the world. I'm writing the plays as a way to remain active in the storylines, and thus the idea of works in progress is an approach that I continue to this day. I love these guys and the chance to work with them and make them come alive in the form as a draft and often perhaps not quite finished. The opportunity to rework them has been wonderful. I wrote a fourth play, collaborating with my wife, the renowned writer and poet Kelly Sievers, called Who is Della? And it creates an imagined life for my father after his Second World War. Glenn Martin had an older sister, Della Martin, and this play is about her life with the help of our hero, the Silver King. This fourth play, Who is Della, begins after the death of her brother, Glenn L. Martin, in December 1955. I hope you will enjoy it, and I appreciate you listening to The Silver King's War.